And very happy now to pick up the Metro PCS hotline and chat with Rob Gehring. He's a senior producer at NFL Films. He will be directing Hard Knocks. He also directed the Chiefs and Cowboys editions of the show. Rob, appreciate you calling in. And one of the questions I think a lot of fans are wondering at this point is, how far along is the process? I guess, what have you guys done so far? And does the bulk of it not really start until training camp?
Well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on the show. We have started to kind of acquire footage, kind of do some research and development, see who's, you know, who could be a good storyline, figure out who maybe some of the stronger wires are going to be, and just kind of really start to get a feel for the team. I was not personally that kind of familiar with the Dolphins as we went into this, so it's really been a treat for me to kind of start to get to know them a little bit, get to know the coaching staff. There's a lot of really interesting coaches on that staff, and get to know Coach Philbin a little bit. And we've started to, you know, we shot the open for the show, which is on the front end of every show. We shot that a couple weeks ago at OTAs, and then we were at minicamp. Yeah, we were there. We had about four crews there, and we were just kind of like a dry run, just a little dress rehearsal to see what it was going to take.
And of course, ever since the big announcement was made, the Dolphins made a little bit of a roster addition as well. And Ocho Cinco,
they did I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know if you heard about this.
You don't know?
But yeah, they added a wide receiver. He's actually from Miami. There might be a story there somewhere. And I think a lot of fans are excited to get to see him, because when Hard Knocks was in Cincinnati, Chad stole the show in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chad's great. I've known him since he was Chad Johnson and Chad Ochocinco. I did not do the Bengals one, but I did actually work on a bunch of his segments for the show that year. And he's terrific. I think that what's exciting for us is that we really feel like there's a really good, true football story there. Obviously, he's a great personality. He's charismatic, all the things that everybody already knows. But I think that Chad realizes that, you know, it's kind of, not that I don't say now or never, but that this is, you know, might be one of his last kind of shots at everything, and that he, you know, now is the time to prove that he's still a good football player. And so I think there's a really good football story there that is true, you know, every year. There's always a couple of guys who are on that last team that they want to still show that they can play. They still want to, you know, be able to prove that they have it. So I think that's what's going to be really neat with Chad.
Yeah, and we know that Chad has personality, but when you think about the Miami Dolphins, you don't think of too many other guys that have, like, outgoing personalities like that. Has anybody surprised you guys so far since you've been at camp?
Well, I wouldn't say as much surprise. I would just say we feel like we're starting to unearth some guys that we think could be really good. I don't want to tip my hat too bad here, but I would say, you know, a guy like Jared Adrick is a great guy and a great personality, and he's you know, something about him that's very camera friendly. He reminds me a lot of Jared Allen, who I got to know a little bit when I was with the Kansas City Chiefs for the first Hard Knocks that I did. You know, and look, Reggie. He's a great guy. He's charismatic. He just kind of, when you're in a room with him, you want to be hanging around with him. So I think there's still a side to him that hasn't been seen yet that we hope to kind of bring out. Trying to think who else. You know, look, I've been in probably 6, 7, 8 practices now, and every time the DBs are on the field, you know where Vontae Davis and Sean Payton are. So, you know, I mean, look, you can hear them both. You know where they are. I think there's definitely kind of an Ocho Cinco factor in the play now, where those guys are jawing with him a little bit. So those are two guys, and Marshall a little bit, that I haven't got to see as much of him, but I think those three corners are going to be really kind of an interesting thing for us.
Hey, Rob, are you producing anything else? Because I think you're my favorite producer now, because you said DBs are the best person on the football field. I love you, dude. But no, man, thank you for doing this. And what comes into it? You look at the Cowboys twice. You look at the Jets, the Ravens, Kansas City, Cincinnati. What do you guys really look for when you're going out there trying to select the football team to be a part of Hard Knocks? Because you talked about all the different things, Adrick, and, you know, having Reggie Bush and all those different. Hey, it's a lot of other things that goes into this, into selecting this team to be on HBO.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's be honest. It's definitely, the NFL is a quarterback league. I don't think that's a secret to anybody. So it is fascinating that the Dolphins have a situation where it's really up for grabs, and there are three guys who all can play and are all very good players. And I think that is certainly an interesting angle. I also think that this is a team that at the heart of it is kind of in that big that big spot that a lot of teams are, where they're trying to redirect themselves. And, you know, it's kind of like, all right, they're geared up. They drafted well. And now it's like, okay, let's see what we got here. We got some young guys. Let's see if they can play. It's a team that, look, if you're not winning the Super Bowl or you're not full rebuilding mode, you're somewhere in between. And I think that this is a team that's kind of on the cusp of that, where, you know, they might be able to do some damage this year. I'm really excited to be around them. Also because, you know, Coach Philbin is just such a magnetic person. I don't know any other way to describe it. I wish I had a better word. But when you're around him, you kind of feel like, okay, this is a guy who could turn this thing around. You know, this is a guy who could, he's a leader. It's almost like I equate him like a field general. He's just a guy that, like, after having just been around him for less than a month, I'm like, I'll run through a wall for that guy. No problem. So I think that's going to be really cool for us.
Rob Gehring, senior producer at NFL Films, will be directing Hard Knocks, is with us. If you could maybe talk to us about the process of turning an episode around in such a short amount of time. I imagine the amount of footage you guys have is pretty absurd, and then I believe it's the most quickly turned around reality show on television.
It is, as far as I know. I think if we were a Hollywood studio, or if we were a Hollywood studio film, we would have lost our funding, because we're talking about probably about a 200-to-1 ratio. We shoot probably about 200 hours of footage for about a 1-hour show. So over the course of the series, we'll shoot probably close to 1,000 hours of footage. And what happens is that we've got about 5 manned crews that'll be at camp. We've got about another 7 or 8 robotic cameras that'll be in specific places in the building, and someone operating that. And all that footage goes back to New Jersey, and there's literally an army here on standby at all times to go through that. I mean, if people look at what we have in the field, is, you know, I can't believe how many guys are out there, guys and girls are out there doing that end of it, but really it's even bigger back here. I mean, it's all hands on deck in New Jersey to get the show turned around. And literally, we've done stuff. I remember the first year I did the Chiefs, Larry Johnson was holding out. You know, the show aired on a Wednesday, and he signed on Tuesday afternoon, and we got that turned around in time to get into the show on Wednesday night. So it's really that kind of turnaround where everything comes back, and there's just a small army of people who go through it and get it on the screen.
Now, Rob, I know you guys work really hard while you're here, you know, filming Hard Knocks, but how much does your crew enjoy South Florida? It's probably one of the best venues you guys had.
Well, I got to tell you, the last time I was there, I was a little bit overwhelmed by it, because it's like there's hot and then there's hot. I mean, you know, and I've done stuff in Arizona and in California and a lot of other places, but I'm a Jersey guy born and bred, so it's Miami's just a different kind of hot. So we're going to have to really shift the guys to keep them fresh and all the things that we're going to have to do to kind of make sure that we can produce the show. But you know, we got a couple of Dolphins fans here, and they tell us that that's their advantage. You know, the Dolphins are probably one of the best well-conditioned teams because of what they have to go through down there. So I would say from that standpoint, it's definitely a little bit of a shock to me. You know, look, we're going to be working 18 and 20 hours a day. I'm probably not going to get to down to Miami Beach very often. My home's going to be in a plantation.
Hydration.
That's probably all I'm going to know.
Hydration, drinks before thirsty.
That's exactly. There you go.
As they say, if you're thirsty, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. You gotta stay hydrated. Rob Gehring, NFL Films, is with us. He'll be directing Hard Knocks. I did get one fan question from Twitter that I wanted to ask you, from Michael, and he kind of touched on some of the different storylines. But, you know, are there any maybe besides the obvious that you're really excited to tell? Any stories to tell?
Well, every year for us, the most exciting stories are the ones that nobody would expect, or are kind of those hidden gem guys, those guys that are just fighting to make the team. Because, look, this show started as we want to highlight the work that goes into making an NFL team. The veterans are an important part of it. The starters are an important part of it. And generally, they're the star power for the show. But just as much of the show is about the guys who are just fighting to make a squad. And those are guys that are at the end of their careers getting one more shot, or they're undrafted rookies. So I certainly think that there are some young guys. I think at the receiver position especially, there's a kind of a lot that could happen there. I mean, there are guys on that squad that I feel like could be anywhere from, you know, the third guy of the receivers to cut. And I think that that's kind of neat, that there's some stories in there to tell and some guys in there that could be really interesting. So, you know, I think for us it's about those long shots. It's about those Bobby Scipios of the world as much as it is about the Reggie Bushes of the world.
Very cool. Rob Gehring, senior producer at NFL Films. will be directing Hard Knocks. I imagine we're going to be seeing an awful lot of you in late July and through the month of August. Really appreciate you calling in, giving us some fun insight. I know the fans very much looking forward to checking this thing out.
No, I'm looking for the Fence-siders to be on there as well.
Well, see, this is what you got to do, is you got to have some of our characters on the show, and then we'll come shoot them on the show.
That's going to happen. It'll happen. It's funny, in all honesty, like, we get questions from the fans every day, like, hey, what's your role going to be on Hard Knocks? And we're like, we don't have a role. We do our show. Like, that's it every day. But there you go.
They show up.
Exactly. If they show up, they show up. No robotic cameras in our studio. That's all. And,
well, listen, Coach Silver's made no secret of the fact that it's important to him, and as it's important to us to show some of the history of the show. So, you know, you got a couple of alumni there. That's got to be an angle.
There you go. We're an alumni-based show.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You're in, Sam. You're in.
Most definitely.
He's going to get his Twitter handle tattooed on his forehead so that everybody can see it on HBO. At Sam.
Maybe I'll reach 5,000.
There you go. All right. Rob, thanks again. Really appreciate
it. All right, Rob.
Look forward to meeting when you get down here again.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Rob.